Malusi, like you said.
Welcome to Faith Boost from Pastor Malusi of International Breakthrough UK, a fast, dynamic, growing ministry based in UK where God's power is being demonstrated daily. Here's your midday Faith Boost from Pastor Malusi.
Hi guys, God bless you. God bless you again. This is Pastor Malusi on your midday faith boost. I'm thanking God for all of you. I'm thanking God for so many of you that we're blessed and encouraged by our boost in Jesus. Amen. I know today, as you guys tune in, your faith is going to be boosted. And I know your testimony is surely on the way. If you guys remember this week, we've been talking about the book of Mark, chapter 11 from verse 24. Jesus said something very remarkable. He said, and whenever you stand praying, believe that you receive it and you will have it. Praise God. We are told of a mighty principle that we have to believe that we receive it. I mean, Jesus did say, blessed are those who have not seen, but yet believed. So the key in Christianity is walking by faith. Always remember, guys, this is one of the biggest keys of a believer, is to walk by faith, not by sight. So many Christians quote it well. They say, you know, so many of them, you hear them say, oh, the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight, but they don't do it. Now, it's nice to say something, but you've got to walk it. The Bible says, not the hearers of the word are blessed in the book of James, but the doers. So if you're a doer of the work of the word, then there's a blessing. Praise God. Jesus said, whenever you stand praying, believe that you receive it and you have it. So there's your key. When you pray, you've got to believe that you receive it. When you declare you're healed, you've got to believe that you receive it. Then the Bible says, then you have it. So that's the key. Believe in what you're saying. It takes me to one of our testimonies of a gentleman whose wife had cancer of the uterus. You know, she came to me. They came to me actually in Jesus' name. And you could see it was really bad from the scans. We prayed and the power of God touched. Now, when we prayed, this woman believed the word that was spoken of her, that she was healed. She believed the word that was spoken, that she will live long. Now, imagine, folks, they'd done the scan, done everything, and you could see the cancer and the uterus. But after prayer was made, after she received the healing by faith, you saw the testimony. You could see the change from the scan before and the scan after the prayer. Guys, this is no joke. Faith is a principle. You guys have got to understand the principle of faith. Listen, guys, I wanted to take you guys to the testimony. As you know, I don't just talk, praise God. We've got testimonies to back it. And remember, guys, these are not manufactured testimonies. The Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That same Jesus that walked in the streets of Jerusalem, healing the sick, raising the dead, is still doing the same right now. But now the key is the principle of faith in Jesus' name. You must believe before you see it. Praise God. So please enjoy this testimony, guys. It's the husband that gave it on behalf of the wife. Please enjoy, and I'll join you back in a few minutes. God bless you. Amen.
Yeah, you and I live, we see her condition is not normal. Right? Although God said, this is done, it's finished, and you know, you have come, he has completely healed us. Then the report comes, I think, 3 weeks ago. So, first the scan. Secondly, the scan confirmed by the doctor saying that she has a tumor and it is in black and white. And thirdly, we get a report saying that Mrs. Fernando, there's nothing in your system. I can come and tell a story. You know, we have the image, we have the first letter from the, what you call the doctor's bed, and the final letter sent that in the hospital. So what proof that we need? It is not who, but not because who we are, because who he is.
Hallelujah, guys. God bless you. I pray you enjoyed that testimony. Guys, that was it was remarkable to see the scan pictures. You know, the scan before we got prayer was made, and then the scan after. Before the prayer was made, you could see the tumor, a big mass in the uterus. You could see it point blank. Praise God. But prayer was made in Jesus' name. And number one, the word of God was taught and preached. Praise God in the services. Praise hallelujah. Her faith jumped up. The Bible says, believe that you receive it and you have it. And then she believed. We prayed for it, and then she believed. She received a healing. Then, Peter of God, she went for the scan after. The scan was, results were after 3 weeks. Praise God. And there it was, the scan before and the scan after. The scan after showing the tumor had vanished. Listen, guys, this is no gimmick. Now, listen, I know there are people that doubt miracles. I know there are people that doubt the power of God. And we've had, unfortunately, in the body of Christ, unscrupulous characters that are manufacturing testimonies. Right? This is no manufacture. You have to go into the Bible yourself to see what the Bible says. And the Bible tells us about the principle of faith. That if you believe you receive it based on the word of God, then you have it. So the key is what you are believing. Listen, guys, let's not focus on unscrupulous characters and the fakeness. There are fake people everywhere we go. The Bible warned us about false prophets. They are going to come. But then Jesus is still Jesus. Jesus is still a healing Jesus. Jesus is still a delivering Jesus. Jesus still blesses his people. And guys, I want you to know that this is the year that God is going to lift you high. Listen, this is a word for someone. You are sick right now and you are believing God for your healing. But the trouble is you keep looking at what the doctors are saying. Look at that family, that man testifying of how the image before the tumor and the image after prayer had no tumor. Can you manufacture such a thing? The wife has not had cancer, nothing. It disappeared since that day. She's doing fantastically well. So who's manufacturing what? We're not manufacturing. We're telling you that Jesus died and rose again. And the only way you can access his power, the only way you can access his grace, the only way you can access his healing is by faith. As we saw in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Listen, someone, as you are listening, receive your healing. Someone, as you are listening, receive a lifting financially. Someone, as you are listening, may all your enemies be scattered in Jesus' name. Listen, there are a number of you. People are gathered against you, whether through spiritual means or physical means. May God expose them before you and may they be scattered before your face. Receive it now in Jesus' name. Listen, I'm feeling an anointing right now as you guys are tuning in. I believe God is going to restore things in your life. I believe God is going to lift you. Listen, it's only for those who have faith, those who are receiving this faith message, that surely this year you shall see lifting. Listen, even someone right now, receive healing from that pain in your bones. In Jesus' name, receive healing right now where you are. Believe that you receive it. Believe that you receive it. And the Bible says you shall have it. Listen, guys, this is no joke. I believe this year God is going to raise you more than ever before. Listen, there's some of you, I know you need to phone me. We need to pray together and believe for God to touch you. Listen, guys, I'm going to be there in Durban. Pastor Melusi will be there in Durban. Praise God, on the 17th, 18th, and 19th of March at the Blue Lagoon Center. All of you are welcome. It's free entry. We're going to be praying for the sick. We're going to be praying for you and believing for God to bless you and boosting your faith in Jesus' name for the miraculous power of God. Please, guys, do WhatsApp the number +44 79 513 06038, and someone will be there to pray for you. We're going to send you the flyer for the event in Durban, and you're all welcome, guys, in Jesus' name. Jesus is for everyone. No matter your color, your creed, you are welcome, and I know your faith will be boosted and your testimony is going to come. Guys, I can't wait to see you in Jesus' name. So enjoy some more music today from the messengers. I'm taking calls right now in Jesus' name. God bless you, and I'll talk to you on the next Faith Boost. God bless you. Amen. Break me whole before they get me whole, get me whole. I need you. Save me whole, save me whole, save me whole. I need you. You turn my life around and then he sanctified me. Forgave me all my sins and then his love covered me. His love covered me. His love covered me. Forgave me all my sins and then his love covered me. Take me up the streets, Lord, take me up the streets. I'm ready for the new way that makes me all complete. Ready for your way, forgive us all our sins. I'm ready for your way, take me up the streets. Tired of police tracking down.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Melusi of International Breakthrough UK. If you'd like a word in season or prayer, you can get in touch with Pastor Melusi through WhatsApp on +44 795 130 6038. That's +44 795 130 6038. Till next time, thank you and God bless you.